Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're listening to Johnny Seifert on Talk Radio, and the year is 2010, the year that Spain won the FIFA World Cup, and the year that The Bill was the longest running drama that came to an end, and the year that Robbie Williams joined Take That, and we all had a lot of patience. But 2010 was also important as another show started that was completely groundbreaking, The Only Way Is Essex. The only way. Joining me now to talk about the show and her new book, I'm delighted to welcome to Talk Radio the lovely Lydia Bright. Hello, Lydia.
Hello. I was trying to think where you were going with that when you were saying 2010. I'm thinking, I wasn't born in 2010.
No, that's right.
But Towie was born.
Towie was born. And Towie was the most groundbreaking programme, in my eyes, that has ever been in our generation.
Was the first one of its kind, wasn't it? So Towie started, and then after that, Made in Chelsea came and Geordie Shore. But Towie was the original first drama reality show that hit our screens. I think originally with Towie, when people first watched it, everyone was horrified because it was like such a shock to the nation. Like nowadays, I don't think a lot really shocks us. You know, we have shows like X on the Beat, but back when Towie launched, everyone was so shocked because of people were shocked at the fact that people were getting waxes on TV. Not that you could see anything, but I think that was initially why everybody kind of slated it and went against it, because it was like a complete shock. But then as people got into it more, it became a little bit of a cult, especially for young people as well. When people were at school, it was like the big like talking point, and if you didn't watch it, you couldn't get involved in the convo. So yeah, it became massive, and it's crazy to think that, you know, 20 series down the line, it's still really big, it's still really popular, it's still pulling in the ratings, and it's also now in like so many countries. Like the last time I checked, I think it was in 79 countries worldwide.
Lydia Bright, first autobiography out now, Live, Laugh, Love Always, Lydia.
Yes.
Let's go back to the beginning of your journey. So you were born, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
And yes.
You grew up in, your mum, Debbie, as we know, is a foster care. So how was it for you growing up?
My mum and dad become foster parents when I was 13 months. So yeah, I've never known any different. During my life, I've had like 250 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Which is pretty nuts. When I was younger, my parents used to do emergency placements. So what that means is, say a parent's didn't collect their children from school, or you know, a child was at a police station, my parents would be the first port of call. So they'd be the ones that would be getting up in the night, driving to the police stations, picking up the child, and then in the morning they'd find a foster placement. So they were kind of like the stopover. And then my parents, as they've got older, my parents are near in their 60s now, they decided they needed a slower pace of life, something that wasn't as hectic. So now they do long-term placements. So actually, my siblings that are with us now have been with us all throughout me becoming, I hate saying the word, but becoming famous. They've been with me before that. So you know, that our children have not changed since all of this has happened with Towie, because of my siblings I've had now have been with us for like 10 years.
So, do you think that's helped then to keep you grounded, that you haven't gone, I know, for example, you got really excited to go to the BAFTA Awards and you thought, I deserve to be there, I'm on the show, I was there at season one, page 40 of your book, by the way. So do you think that it kept you grounded, being around normalism and being around these social issues, you can see where people have come from?
Completely. I was never really allowed to become a diva or go nuts, because I think people that would have watched the show have seen my mum, you know, that she says it how it is, she's brutally honest, and I don't think that she would ever allow me to get big-headed. But I think that being part of a foster family, I did have a different experience, but I've also come from like a very big family network, and I've got a lot of support, and my friends have always remained the same, so I've never really lost touch of what is real.
Well, you've done 6 years of Towie. How do you look back at that experience?
Super grateful for all the opportunities that I was given. You know, I never ever imagined that I would be, you know, doing what I'm doing now, like 6 years on, still doing TV work and being able to release a book and all of the things that I've managed to achieve. None of that would have been possible if it wasn't for Towie, and I'm so very grateful for it. And I look back, yeah, with lots and lots of fond memories. I've met like best friends through doing it. When I started, I kind of thought, oh, you know, this might be something I do for a couple of weeks. I never thought it would run for as long as it does. But I did make my decision that the series just gone, take a break and, well, leave Towie, really.
But we have done this before, about 2012 time.
Yeah, I did this in 2012. I took a year and a half out when I left. And that was because, and do you know what, I write about this in my book, and I write about the fact that, you know, I was finding it tough, and I started TOWIE when I was so young. I was 18, and there were so many things that I wanted to achieve when I was young that I never got to do because of TOWIE is intense, and you do have to give your whole life to it. And some of those things, you know, like opening my business and really focusing on that, buying a property, travelling. Well, that was my main thing. That was something that I always wanted to do as a young person.
Because you've got a lot of wishes before you're 30 with travelling, that you want to sleep in igloos and you want to sleep in the desert.
Yeah.
You're a bit of an adrenaline junkie, aren't you?
I'm a massive adrenaline junkie, yeah. And I think that a lot of people don't know that necessarily about me. And that's in my book, I wanted to talk about things that people just... There's a lot about TOWIE in there, and there's a lot about my life through being TOWIE and becoming famous. But there's things about my life that people don't necessarily know too much about because of TOWIE is just so one-dimensional. But there's so many other things that I do outside of TOWIE that people don't necessarily know about, and that my business and being a young entrepreneur, but also like my travels and my charity work. And I speak about that so heavily in my book. And my decision for leaving TOWIE now is because of these things. You know, I really want to like give my all attention. They're things that I'm really passionate about, and when you do TOWIE your time is so restricted, so I need to think about now I'm 26 what I want to focus completely all my attention on.
Well, you've got 4 years to raise £100,000.
I've got 4 years, yeah. I think I'm on, if I remember rightly so, I'm on like 47,000, just over 47,000. So I've still got a little while to go, but I've got some like charity trips that are planned in the not so distant future, so I'm sure I'll achieve it soon.
And have you got any regrets on the show? Because your relationship with Arj went from start to end. That's been kind of a big focus for you for all these years. Do you think that you'd had problems in St Mallorca before he joined? Do you think that all these experiences might not have happened if you'd both not done TOWIE?
I sometimes think, like in my book, I write about the fact that I wanted to go to university. I deferred a year, and maybe I would have gone to university. And had I have gone to university and gone to Brighton for 4 years, would I have still been with James? Probably not, because it would have been really hard for us to keep that relationship going. So I don't know. I don't know if we would have been together as long if it wasn't for TOWIE. I think if anything, yeah, a lot of the problems came probably because of the fame, like James, you know, falling around with other girls. Maybe that wouldn't have happened if he wasn't famous, but I think that's how he actually kept us together, because it was so hard for us to break up and have a clean cut, because of we'd break up but then I'd be around him the next day. And you know, everybody knows that when you break up with someone, you just need to stay away from them, and if you don't, you're vulnerable and you end up being drawn back in. And that's what used to happen with me and James constantly, and people would be like, oh, they're on again, they're off again. But it was such a intense and abnormal situation. So I think if anything, TOWIE kept us together longer than what we probably, how long we would have been together if it wasn't for the show.
And in your book, Live, Laugh, Love, Always Lydia, you've got
lots of L's.
You've got lots of self-help things. You've got self-help dating tips, recipe tips.
Yes.
How did you approach what you wanted to focus on?
Right, because I was actually approached to do a book a couple of years ago and have it as an autobiography. And I was kind of like, oh, you know, I feel a little bit too young for that. And I've put so much of my life on TV, that how much more can I tell people that they don't already know? And I kind of thought, you know, I don't really want to have to sell my soul and sell things that, you know, put things in there that maybe I would want to keep a little bit private. You know, mine and James's relationship has been very public, but you know, when it comes to things like our actual breakup and, you know, James's demons that he's fought, we've always kind of kept that a little bit out of the public eye. People know the reasons, but we've not gone into complete detail, and that's through, you know, just dignity, really.
And respect.
Dignity and respect. So when it came to writing my book, I kind of said, do you know what? I'm going to speak about TOWIE and I'm going to speak about my life, but I want to speak about my experiences and what I've learnt from it, and also include things that I think will help inspire young girls. And when I started TOWIE, I was 18, and to be honest, I was a little bit lost with life and I didn't really know completely where I was going. And I think, you know, my confidence has grew throughout the years and as I've grown up, and I've wanted to reflect that on my book and talk about, you know, opening a business as a young person, inspire young girls to think about opening a business and giving tips, and also talking about finding my style, and I talk about fitness and health and adventure. So I talk about all the things that really mean a lot to me, and to help inspire young girls that are growing up, really.
Brilliant. Well, Lydia Bright, your book, Live, Laugh, Love, Always Lydia, All the Yells, is out in all good bookshops now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.